what made you join the struggle?
I want to know the story. I was born in the Philippines, and in the Philippines, I grew up there for the first 7 years. During the time of my birth was the middle of a dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos, and he was backed by the U.S. And I didn't know this until much later when I was older, but those conditions really impacted my life. Because my parents thought that they could not stay in the Philippines and had to come to the U.S. to have a different and better life. And I was actually separated from my mom and dad for like 4 or 5 years. And it was later on when I went to school and the university and I got a scholarship that I began to see and understand that the reasons why we left the Philippines was because of all this oppression and systemic forces like imperialism that makes it so that my people, my family, cannot live with dignity and the possibility of a life with dignity in our own countries, but feel like we have to migrate to places like the U.S. for survival. And so once I started seeing that and making friends with people who didn't have to worry about money, you know, in the university, there was like, I went to school with people who were the children of presidents, you know, and who were millionaires. And I began to understand the world a little bit differently. And in my second year of college was when 9/11 happened in New York City. And so that was really a huge awakening for me. What does it mean to study and to try to have a better life when the majority of the world's people is suffering or is feeling the impact of U.S. imperialism, for example? And so I started to organize full-time domestic workers in New York City, Filipino immigrants and domestic workers who you know, didn't have basic rights, and I could understand the migration and separation of my people and what it was like to work in a place like New York City where there's so much wealth inequality, you know. So I wanted to change that. I wanted to do something different. And so I've been organizing immigrants, or what I call displaced people, in New York City.